the Saturday Light Brigade. We're just a couple moments away. Six kids are here who are representing the cast of Annie, presented by Palisade Playhouse. And I think I said Greensburg earlier. It's Greenfield, the Greenfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And you're going to hear from Rachel and Zoe and Nicole and Danielle and Maggie. I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Mason is here too. Who's Mason? Raise your hand. You're Mason. Everybody pointed at Mason. You'll get a chance to meet each of them too. They are presenting Annie. The show continues its run at the Palisade Playhouse through September 2nd. And we're going to start with one number from them shortly. And I think is our musical accompanist ready. So I'll let you know when to start the music. And you're going to hear a song from Annie that you might be able to sing along with. Members of the cast of Annie as presented by the Palisade Playhouse in Greenfield.
No one's there when you dream tonight, get creepy. No one cares if you grow or if you shrink. No one dries when your eyes get red and weepy. From the crying, you would think this place would sing. Oh! Empty belly life. Rotten smelly life. No tomorrow life. No tomorrow life.
Santa Claus we never see.
Santa Claus, what's that? Who's he? No one cares for you a smidge. When you're in an orphanage, it's a hard knock life.
You stay up till this dump shines like top of the Chrysler building.
Yank the whiskers from her chin. Jab her with a safety pin. Make her drink a Mickey Finn. I love you, Miss Hannigan.
Get to work. Strip them beds. I said get to work.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. No one cares for you. Us when you're in an orphanage. It's a hard knock life. It's a hard knock life. It's the hard knock life.
Wow. The members of the cast of Annie. I'd like to meet each of you. And why don't we start with you, because you're right where you need to be for the microphone. What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe. And how old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled and I'm 10.
What grade are you going into?
I'm not sure. Fifth?
So fifth?
Fifth, yeah.
And would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
No.
What role do you have in the play?
Annie.
You're one of the Annies. Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet the second Annie, as long as we're meeting Annies. What's your name?
My name's Rachel Parsons.
And where do you go to school? How old are you?
I go to school at Pleasant Hills Middle School within the West Jefferson Hills School District, and I'm going into seventh grade.
And I am 12. You're 12. Any shout-outs?
I'd like to thank my mom for helping me with all of this, and Matt and Michelle for making the opportunity possible.
Excellent. I'll tell you what, since we have the two Annies here, we're going to hear each of them sing, and then we'll talk to you four, the other four cast members, and have one final selection featuring the whole cast. And I think each Annie is going to do a little bit from one of the key numbers in the musical. One is Tomorrow, and then you'll hear another one as well. And we're getting the orchestra ready to go, and I think we are. So we'll hear from each Annie. Who's going to go first?
Zoe.
Zoe is going to go first. So we'll hear from Annie Zoe, And then our second Annie, Rachel. So here again from the Saturday Light Brigade, members of Palisade Playhouse's production of Annie.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He may be pouring her coffee, she may be straining his tie. Maybe in a house all hidden by a hill, she's sitting playing piano, he's sitting paying a bill. Betcha they're young, betcha they're smart, bet they collect things like ashtrays and art. Betcha they're good, why shouldn't they be? Their one mistake was giving up me. So maybe now it's time, and maybe when I wake, they'll be there calling me baby. The sun'll come out tomorrow, bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're always a day away.
There, you've got two amazing Annies that are working in partnership at the Palisade Playhouse production of Annie. And they're both so talented. You heard Zoe first, and that was Rachel. Let's meet other members of the cast who are here and come a little closer to the microphone. And please tell me your name.
My name is Maggie.
And how old are you?
I am 7 years old.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Pittsburgh Urban Christian School.
Would you like to give a shout out to anybody? Say hello to anyone who might be listening or any friends?
My mom and dad, because they started the theater and I really like the theater.
You must be very proud of them. Thank you. Why don't we meet our young man here?
Yes.
This is Mason. Mason, how old are you?
6.
And are you going into first grade?
Yes.
And what's the name of the school you go to?
Pittsburgh Urban Christian School.
It's very nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody? Or a shout out to anyone?
No.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Then we have a young lady here who we have not met yet. What's your name?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. I know you were really excited to be on the radio, and I was really happy to see how excited you are. How old are you?
I am 6 years old.
Where do you go to school?
Gilhall Elementary.
It's very nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody now that you're on the radio?
Yes.
Who would you like to say hello to?
My BFF.
Do you want to tell me who that person is?
Or? Her name is Holly, and she's 5 years old.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad you did that. Do you know her from school?
Preschool. She doesn't go to kindergarten with me.
Well, that's nice. I'm very happy to hear you say hello to her. And then we haven't met you yet. Come on up and say hello. What's your name?
Nicole.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
Gilhall Elementary.
And would you like to say hello to anyone?
No.
That's nice and straightforward. Now, we have one more song you are going to hear. And then in a moment, we are going to be talking with some remarkable students who have taken part in a program at the Swanson School of Engineering at the University of Pittsburgh. They'll be here with us in just a moment. The Palisade Playhouse production of Annie is already underway, and the theater is in Greenfield. We've linked to the theater site on our website, and the production is going to run through September 2nd, and you can get complete information. There's one more song, and I think we're about ready to go. You'll hear it, and I think you'll recognize it. Once again, the cast of Annie.
What you wear from ear to ear, and not from head to toe, that matters. So, Senator, so, Janitor, so long for a while, remember you're never fully dressed. Though you may wear the best, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Beautiful job, and I hope you'll consider getting a chance to get out to the theater. Let me talk real quickly to the woman behind Palisade Theater. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to get a theater started in Greenfield.
My husband and I were living in Pittsburgh while Matt was going to he was going to Carnegie Mellon University, and he finished his degree. We decided community theater was something we wanted to really be a part of. The trouble is we've got an almost 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and a lot of the shows have a lot of swearing and vulgar humor, and we wanted somewhere that our kids could go that we didn't have to always go to children's theater. We wanted all types of theater to be able to be performed. So our theater was started with the niche audience of editing shows, not necessarily all children's shows, although there are some that we do that are children's shows, but editing them so that we can remove some swearing and vulgarity so that it's more accessible to a family audience.
I see. And, you know, there's some great resources, too, like Common Sense Media. If I don't know if you're aware of them, but if you go to commonsensemedia.org, it's a great resource to help parents and also presenters know themes and what exactly is in particular shows. Is there a website that people can go to learn more about the theater?
Yes. If you'd like more information about Palisade Playhouse, you'll visit our website at www.palisadeplayhouse.com. And Palisade is P-A-L-I-S-A-D-E.
And I did not get you and I didn't get much of a chance to meet because of how busy the Children's Museum is today. But could you please acknowledge the director and introduce yourself and anybody else we should mention?
Great. My name is Michelle Belliston. I'm the executive director. I do most of the business stuff. I'm also the children's director for this show. My husband, Matt, who is standing right next to me, he is the director, the artistic director for the entire production. And the two of us are most of our production team. We also have, in the room with us, we have the moms of both of the Annies, one of which also plays the role of Grace, the private secretary to Oliver Warbucks, in our production.
Well, it's nice to have all of you here. I hope the show continues to go well. And as your season continues, I hope we'll have a chance to see you again for future shows.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
And again, what's the website once again?
www.palisadeplayhouse.com.